感谢主，今天有机会在新年的第一天和大家相见面。
We thank the Lord for the opportunity to meet all of you on the first day of the year.
那我们希望说圣灵能够对我们的深处说话。
Our hope is that the Holy Spirit can speak to the depths of our hearts.
何等的喜乐，我们能够用主的话来开始我们这一年。
We rejoice that we can start this year with the Word of God.
这次我特别有一点的负担是为着你们中间的年轻人。
And this time I have a special burden for the young people in your midst.
因为我曾经在大学里面教书。
Because I used to teach in the university.
所以我就要对年轻人，如果引起他们注意，一定要问他们一些问题。
So I know that in order to draw young people, you have to ask them questions.
所以我过去在巴西都是这么做。
So I used to do this in Brazil.
那么我记得我们下个礼拜会到巴再到巴西去
So next week we're actually going to Brazil
他们一年一度有这样的有特别的聚会
They have a special conference once a year
那么最早最早是一般的年轻人
In the earliest times it was a group of young people
那这一般年轻人他们聚在一起的时候我常常问他们一些问题
So when these young people they used to gather together I would ask them
questions 我也挑战他们
I would challenge them
我说万一有一天如果巴西受试炼
If one day, if Brazil is tested,
假定有人把我们的圣经烧掉了
If someone is to take away our Bibles,
我们希望在巴西能够找到二十几个年轻人
We hope that we could find 27 young people.
他们能从马太福音一直背到启示录
They can memorize from Matthew to Revelation.
果然，你知道那班年轻人接受挑战
So these young people did accept the challenge.
曾经有一度有105个年轻人他们这样做
But there were 105 of these young brothers and sisters that did such a thing.
但是问题那是南美
The problem is it's South America.
问题那就是巴西
It's only Brazil.
但是我来到美国我从来不敢这样做
But when I come to the US, I dare not do this.
因为一做年轻人就不见了
Because if I do it, the young people disappear.
所以好不容易今天我看好几个人举手
So many of you raise your hands tonight.
那我不希望明天他们就不见了
I don't want them to disappear tomorrow
所以我不敢问大家问题
So I dare not ask you questions
可是问问题呢是很重要的
But to ask questions is important
因为起码会引起他们注意
Because it will actually draw their attention
其实问题都是非常简单
Because they're actually very simple questions
所以起头的时候我怕他们会跑掉
So I'm afraid that they will go run away
所以我只找一两个我认识的弟兄开刀的
So I will only ask those that I really know
那么我问问他们他怎么样都跑不掉
I'll ask them, they can't run away.
所以呢，这是我当时在巴西这么做法的。
So this is what I used to do in Brazil.
可是到底这里是美国。
But of course this is the US.
所以如果你们的来已经给父母很大的面子。
So you come, you already, give face to your parents already.
而且你们为着你们自己也愿意来。
And for your own sakes, you're willing to
come. 你难得能坐在这里。
You, it's hard for you to be here.
你不只坐在这里，你心也在这里。
And then for you not to just sit here, but your heart is here as well.
你不只心在这里，你也不会同时上网啊，做什么？你不会这样做。
So your heart is not just here. You will not actually be using your mobile.
所有做过学生的都知道做学生怎么做的。
So all of us who have been students, we know what kind of students.
老师可以在上面讲。
The professor could be saying something.
你可以魂游向外。
You could be daydreaming.
你可以从北京到南到台北，可以到纽约很多的地方。
So you can go from New York to Taipei to Beijing.
所以我只能够为大家祷告。
I can only pray for all of you.
我希望说你们肯接受挑战。
I hope that you can receive the challenge.
接受挑战什么意思呢
？What does it mean to receive the challenge？
就是下一次你们再来的时候。
It means that next time you come again.
你们尽可能坐在前面一点。
You can actually sit towards the front.
起码让我能看见你们，我有了对象。
At least I can see you. I know I have an audience.
那我说过，我这次的对象主要的希望能够找到一班年轻人。
My audience is hopefully we can find a group of young people.
但年长的弟兄们也是非常宝贝的。
But of course, the elder brothers and sisters.
他们当然也是对象。
They are also an audience.
那我知道，每次我这样讲的时候，年轻人很聪明，就坐到最后面去。
So I know the young people are smart. They sit to the back of the room.
所以我在巴西坐的时候，就是专门问坐在最后面的弟兄。
So what I used to do was I always ask the question of the people sitting in the back.
那尤其是躲在背后。
Especially those that are hiding in the back.
好像看也看不见。
As if you can't see them.
那我反正也叫不出名字来，我就躲在背后那个。
So I don't know the name, I just say the ones hiding in the back.
不过大家不必要紧张。
But don't be nervous.
因为这是美国。
Because it's the United States.
那么你们是在美国长大。
You grew up in the United States.
美国是个自由的国家。
The United States is a free country.
所以你是自由的。
So you're free.
但是我相信。
But I believe.
你愿意做圣灵的俘虏。
May you're willing to be, the bondservant of the Holy Spirit.
许多时候失去自由是幸福的。
Actually, to lose our freedom many times, it's a blessing.
美国的小孩子们太自由了。
The children in the United States are too free.
迟早有一天你要知道说真正失去自由才完全得着自由。
So one day you'll realize to lose your freedom is to truly gain your freedom.
今天我们以为的自由不是真的自由。
So we think of the freedom we think about today is not
real freedom. 所以我只能向主祷告。
So I can only pray to the Lord.
我愿意向年轻人挑战。
I'll challenge the young people.
我不相信年轻人不爱主。
I don't believe that young people don't love the world.
我不相信年轻人只会爱世界。
I don't believe that young people can only love the world.
我也不相信年轻人一定要靠一些音乐来刺激他们。
I don't believe that you need some music to stimulate you.
我不相信主的爱不能感动他们。
I don't believe that the love of God cannot move you.
因为我自己也做过年轻。
Because I used to be a young person as well.
我记得我14岁的时候就蒙恩得救。
When I was 14, I received the Lord.
从14岁到17岁。
From 14 to 17.
不知道为什么神的爱在里面激励我。
For some reason, the love of God encouraged me within.
每次上课的时候，上学的时候。
Every time I went to school.
我一定利用那个中间的十分钟。
I would take the 10-minute break. Between classes.
别人可以去打球。
Other people would go play ball.
但是我觉得那是最好我能与主有交通。
But I felt that was the best time I got fellowship with the Lord.
我能够读主的话。
I could read His word.
所以回过头去看。
So when I look back.
从14岁到17岁到18岁。
When I was 14 to 18.
主实在保守了我。
The Lord kept me.
明白吗
？You understand?
所以我相信说，今天年轻人是可以蒙圣保守。
So today, young people can be blessed by the Lord.
你看，但以理是可以蒙主保守的。
Daniel could be kept by the Lord.
但以理他只要不让偶像的东西来污染他。
So Daniel didn't need to be corrupted by idols.
他什么也不吃。
He didn't eat anything.
他可能光喝水。
Maybe he only drank water.
他们长得又白又胖。
And then they looked very sturdy.
你相信吗，弟兄姊妹
？So brothers and sisters.
为什么但以理能够活到九十几岁
？Why was Daniel able to live till he was in his
90s? 为什么约翰能活到九十几岁
？Why was John able to live till his 90s?
全本圣经有两本很重要的书。
There are two very important books in the Bible.
一本是但以理书。
One is the book of Daniel.
一本是启示录。
One is the book of Revelation.
没有两句，没有圣经里面没有书像这。两卷一样。
There are no two books like these two books.
那个都是先知的书。
These are all prophetic books.
都是讲的将来的书。
All speak about the future.
所以这两个人一定用时间的望远镜能看见将来。
So these people, they use the telescope of time to see the future.
年轻人可以看见将来。
Young people can see the future.
你要问说老人能看见将来。
You want to ask, can old people see the future?
弟兄姊妹要记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
就是因为但以理不肯污染他自己。
Because Daniel was not willing to be corrupted by the world.
就是因为但以理不肯让世界来污染。
He didn't want the world to corrupt him.
结果主保守他。
Then God kept him.
主能保守他活了九十几岁。
The Lord allowed him to live till he was in his 90s.
到了晚年的时候。
In his old age.
人觉得没有用了。
When others felt that he was useless.
人觉得世界上不会再用这些人了。
Others felt that the world will not use them anymore.
但但以理给了我们一种很重要的一卷书。
But Daniel gave us a very important book.
不管但以理。
Not just Daniel.
也约翰也这样。
And John was the same.
约翰已经快一百多岁了。
John was almost 100 years old.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
年轻的弟兄姊妹
young brothers and sisters,
你最有用的时候不是二十岁
when you're the most useless, not when you're 20,
也不是四十岁
it's not when you're 40,
如果你主保守你的话
if the Lord keeps you,
你越晚年
the older you are,
你越在主面有储蓄
the more you have a deposit of him,
你越能够帮助教会
the more you can help the church,
很可惜
it's a shame,
今天年轻人都被世界掳去
the young people have been deported to the world,
所以你看见虽然我们有很多的子弟
even though we have many children,
只要在东岸的
especially the East Coast
我们要到西岸去读书
they want to study in the West Coast
所以在西岸的时候我们要东岸去读书
all that are in the West Coast they want to go to the East Coast to go to school
他们 离开父母越远越好。
They want to go as far as they can from their parents.
所以让我们记得。
So brothers and sisters.
今天如果我们肯在主面前学一些美好的功课。
If we're willing to learn certain lessons before the Lord.
你要觉得你在父母的跟前没有多少日子。
You'll feel that you won't have many years, with your parents.
你能有多少年跟父母仍旧在一起。
How many years can you spend with them?
然后海阔天空你就飞起来了。
And then you'll grow wings and you'll fly away.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
主有没有得着你。
Has the Lord gained you?
父母不可能跟你一辈子。
The parents can't be with you your whole life.
所以当你还年轻的时候。
So while you're young.
当你像但以理的时候。
While you're just like Daniel.
主总是有一些话在你的里面。
The Lord places some words in you.
所以我相信。
So I believe.
我也愿意为年轻人祷告。
I am willing to pray for young people.
我相信主当初怎样吸引我们这些年轻
人。So how the Lord drew us young people.
我们知道今年到如果到巴西去的话，那是他们每年他们有一次这样的特会。今年是第35年。
So, the conference that I'll be going to in Brazil, this will be the 35th conference.
当时我所遇见的都是大学里面的年轻人。
So all the young people that I met at the time were those in college.
后来他们做了医生。
Now they became doctors.
后来他们做了教授。
They became professors.
他们做了律师。
They became lawyers.
你可以想想看。
You can imagine.
如果他们今天还在的话。
If they're still around.
我们还走在一起的话。
We're still walking together.
他们都已经快靠近60岁。
They're almost 60 years old.
你相信圣灵能做工吗？
Can you believe the Holy Spirit can do a work?
你能相信有一个聚会圣灵可以维持35年吗？
There's a meeting that the Holy Spirit can keep for 305 years.
稀不稀奇?
Isn't it amazing?
我相信主如果在巴西能够做,
If the Lord can do this in Brazil,
主当然在美国能够
做, Of course the Lord can do it in the U.S.
主在哪里都能做,
The Lord can do it everywhere.
所以我们相信,
So we believe,
如果主愿意的话,
If the Lord is willing,
真是主开我们的眼睛,
May the Lord open our eyes.
让我们看见说是他来吸引我们,
May we see that he is the one that draws us.
让我们愿意活在他的面前,
May we live before him.
所以但愿今天这些话
These words today
是能勉励一般的年轻人
may encourage the young people.
我也盼望年长的弟兄们
So I hope that the older brothers and sisters
这一次你们有一点的负担
So if you have a burden
因为这个到底是新年刚开始大家还在一起全家还在一起
Because this is the beginning of the year the whole family is together
你不能勉强年轻人
You can't force the young people
你可以为他们祷告
You can pray for them
希望他们不止今天晚上来
You pray that not just that they come tonight
他们明天下午晚上可以来
They can come tomorrow afternoon tomorrow evening
后天也可以来
They can come the day after
我只希望他们来
Not only that they come
而希望他们四堂都能来
They can come all four sessions
他们最少能把主的话能完整的听完一遍
They can listen through the complete word of God
圣灵做不做工是另外一件事
Whether the Holy Spirit does the work is one thing
但起码一些话他是听进去
At least he heard some words
所以好不好
So
我盼望全教会起来为年轻人祷告
So may the whole church pray for the young people
我相信全教会的需要是重要的
I think the need of the church is
great 每个人得着帮助也是重要的
For everyone to be helped is important
但是我们要为下一代祷告
But we have to pray for the next generation
我们要知道他们所处的世界比我们当时的是更严峻的更不容易的
So we know that the world that they live in is much more difficult than the one we lived in
这是为什么
That is why
以利沙得着的灵是双倍的灵
That the spirit of Elisha was the double portion
为什么
Why
因为虽然在以利亚的时候那个世界是黑暗的
Because during the time of Elijah the world was dark
但以利沙的时候是更黑暗
But during the time of Elisha it was even darker
所以现在需要的圣灵是双倍的圣灵
So the spirit that you need is a double portion
如果我们年长的是得着圣灵的话
So if our elders gain the Holy Spirit
让我们能经过这大而可畏的旷野
To go through the great and terrible wilderness
请我们记得
May we remember
我们的下一代
Our next generation
就像以利沙一样
It's just like the generation of Elisha
他们所得的圣灵应该是双倍的
The spirit that they receive should be double portion
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我们要知道这个周末
We have to know this weekend
是个非常重要的
It's a very important weekend
但愿许多弟兄姊妹带着祷告的心
May many brothers and sisters bring a heart of prayer
不要勉强下一代
Don't force the next generation
你越勉强他们
The more you force them
他们跑得越远
The more they run away
做他们的榜样
Be their example
当你自己是活在主面前的时候
When you live before the Lord
他们不可能不活在主面前
They of course will also live before the Lord
你爱世界
If you love the world
你的下一代不可能不爱世界
Then your next generation will also love the world
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
不是我们说的多好听
It's not what we say
是我们给了多少的榜样
It's how much example we set
所以但愿这些话能够 落在他们的耳朵。
May these words may be able to land in their ears.
好，这是我们开始的时候，我想我一定要把我里面的负担来告诉弟兄们。
So I have to share my burden with brothers and sisters.
然后呢，我想我们就开始今天的交通。
So then we want to share today's fellowship.
我们知道说今天呢是2016年第一天。